Today is the first ever United Nations International Day of the Girl, a day dedicated to raising awareness, the cause of educating young girls and young women around the world. It's a day of celebration, but tempered by that brutal attack this week in Pakistan, where a teenage girl named Malala Yousafzai was shot for promoting girls' education in Pakistan's Swat Valley.
They cannot stop me. I will get my education if it is in home, school, or any place. This is our request to the all world there to save our school, save our world, save our Pakistan.
That's Malala speaking before she was attacked to the New York Times as part of a 2009 documentary project. Malala today struggles to hang on to her life. The Pakistanis, with an array of political and religious affiliations, have come together in protest of the brutal attack. The Taliban took credit for that attack. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the shooting should spur more support for activists like Malala.
We should be dedicating our efforts to brave young women, some of whose names we will know and some we will never know, who struggle against tradition and culture and even outright hostility and sometimes violence.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton speaking yesterday. And joining us now on this UN International Day of the Girl is Tara Abrahams. She's deputy director of the 10 times 10 campaign, which aims to raise the value of a girl in her home, in her community, and then in her region. Tara, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Also with us is Shabana Basij-Rasik, who's a managing director of SOLA, School of Leadership in Kabul, Afghanistan. Long way from home. We're thrilled that you're here with us, Shabana.
Thank you for having me.
How much do you sort of connect with Malala's both fear of people who don't want women educated and her struggle in Pakistan?
Well, as you just heard, she said that we will get an education no matter whether it's at home or at school. No one can stop us. And that's the feeling that I can connect with very well growing up under the Taliban regime and having to dress as a boy to be able to go to school and escort my sister to that school who could not be outside alone. And it is the feeling that a lot of girls today is still in Afghanistan and in Pakistan and elsewhere in that region have.
How do men behave this way? I can understand that, you know, maybe we want women to do the dishes or something like that, but to actually pick up weapons and fight and take steps to hurt or kill someone just trying to get an education, I don't understand that. I have a real difficult time with that.
Well, it is an issue that a lot of us also struggle with. But on the other side of the coin, you have people like my father, like Malala's father, and many other fathers who are the men behind these girls. And as I said last night, behind every successful woman, there's always a father who saw and recognized the value in his daughter. And it's that kind of fathers that we need to bring on board. We need to bring them into the conversation about supporting and advocating for girls' education.
So on some level, this is the International Day of the Girl with Great Dads. Tara, what do you expect globally to come out of this international movement?
Well, for 10 times 10, our role is to really spur the movement, help grow it with a growing community of activists and champions around the world. We've been working for the past several months with our partners to ensure that organizations, individuals, corporations have the opportunity to do something to celebrate the value of the girl in their own community. And today, all around the world, more than 500 events are taking place to celebrate the value of the girl, whether that's through an art exhibit, a speaking engagement, a site visit to a school. There's even a small event happening in Antarctica, the United States Antarctic Center. So we have all seven continents covered, all with activists and people who are passionate about Shabana's story and stories like Shabana's all over the world.
Tara, explain exactly what happens that reflects this 10 times 10 times 10 idea, where you raise the value in the home, in the community, and in the region.
Well, the idea of 10 times 10 came from what global development experts have known for many years, which is that when you educate a girl, extraordinary things can happen. She gets married later. She may have fewer children. Those children are healthier. She earns more income from her family, and she invests more of her income in her family. Ultimately, in the long term, crop yields can increase. Peace and security improves. GDP can rise. So what 10 times 10 is trying to do is illustrate the multiplier effect that happens when you educate girls. girls, and to bring stories like Shabana's and Malala's to life around the world so that we can raise awareness and unleash that multiplier effect as much as possible.
Speaking with Tara Abrahams, who's the deputy director of the 10 times 10 campaign, which aims to raise the value of a girl in her home or community and her region on this International Day of the Girl. Shabana Bazic-Rasik, the notion of a father is actually expressed right here. Here's Malala's father.
When I saw her for the first time, a very newborn child, and I looked into her eyes, I fell in love with her, believe me. I love her.
And this idea of fatherly love and sort of male love of daughters and women needs to be translated into political action. How do you see that happening in Afghanistan, Shabana?
Well, my hope is that just a few months ago, I had my father visit my boarding school and speak with the students to encourage them to fight for their rights, to continue what they're doing, which is to fight all the odds and fight all the obstacles on their way to come to Sola and study and continue with their education. Because many of the girls in our boarding school are the first in their families to receive an education, or had they stayed in their provinces, they probably wouldn't have been able to continue with their education because they have reached puberty or some uncle or some relative doesn't want them to be outside. And just last night, we were celebrating the International Day of the Girl at Sola in Kabul, and we had parents at Sola. Other supporters. We had male members in that celebration, and they were there to listen to the stories of the girls who got up and said what it meant for them to have this opportunity to be educated. And so I want to see more of that happening throughout the world, and I want to see more of politicians in Afghanistan be involved. Every once in a while, I invite politicians, parliament members from in Afghanistan to come to Seoul and meet these girls and see why it is important to educate these girls.
Well, great work. Shabana Bazic-Rasik is managing director of the School of Leadership, a boarding school for girls in Kabul, Afghanistan. Tara Abrahams, deputy director of 10 times 10 campaign, raising the value of girls on this International Day of the Girl. And we should say this is an effort that needs to take place everywhere in the world, not simply in South Asia. There are places right here in the United States that have the
Absolutely.
Same problem. Tara and Shabana, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage of The Takeaway is supported in part by W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.